Nothing beats a fine steak for the summer holidays. We're firing up the grill next on Western Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 45 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Tasty steaks are always popular on the grill during the summer holidays. John Head with the Barbecue Cooking School tames the flames.
America's favorite grilling food, and that's steak. America's just in love with steak, and frankly, so am I. And a little bit of char, not much, because according to USDA and others, char is supposed to be bad for you. But if you can brown it nicely and get some good grill marks on it without charring it at all, if you're a little bit careful, and a lot of it has to do with the temperature. Restaurants and others who are really good at steaks tend to cook them at very high temperatures, anywhere from 800 to, and I've seen as high as 1600 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's hot. But that'll get some steaks less than a minute. Others, big, thick steaks, might take 3 or 4 minutes to cook, but they know exactly how long to do it and exactly how done they are when they're ready. One of the things we talked about before and never got into too much depth and we'll touch here is the tender steaks as opposed to the not-so-tender steaks. The steaks that most people recognize, filet mignon, which is also called tenderloin. The loin steak, which is the big part of a porterhouse, but it's also called New York strip, bone-in or bone-out. Ribeye. A ribeye and a rib steak are the same cuts of meat. Ribeye has no bone. A rib steak has a bone. And that's one of my favorites. It has a lot of marbling, a lot of great flavor, very beefy. BBQ Cooking School, all one word, .com. That's the website for the Master Barbecue School. If you want to email me, it's bbqcookingschool@hotmail.com. Ask questions. If you go to the website and you want to call me up and ask questions, do that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.